So the city was shut down in part over this little bag, and they can't figure out who did it. You remember that Biden White House cocaine scandal? I'm sure you do, right? That was interesting. They found the, I call it a dime bag. I think I said a dime bag, and people online said, well, you don't know what a dime bag is. I mean, I don't know. That's what I call them. It's a tiny little dime bag of cocaine was found inside the White House, and there were numerous reports as to where in the White House it was found, and it turns out, according to the documents we just uncovered, thanks to a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, they were found in the cubby hole. Excuse me, there was a little lockers when you enter the White House. Let's say you want to enter the White House to visit the Oval Office. So you go through the doors. The Marines are there. Secret Service agents are all bunched around there, by the way. And as you go in on your left, there's a little ante room, small room. I mean, you know, two or three people in there, it's a bit of a crowd. And you're supposed to place your cell phone in there. And they found the coke in one of those little lockers that you put your cell phone in and take the key and keep it. And Judicial Watch had seen what went on with this cocaine scandal. There was obviously a big to-do about it, and the Secret Service pretended they couldn't find, I shouldn't say pretended, concluded they couldn't find, or they didn't have enough evidence to figure out who did it. And most people presumed it was a member of Biden's family, given the security situation at the White House, that it's almost impossible to get any drug quantity like that into the White House unless you are able to bypass security or have the necessary protection in order to get it through without being stopped. And so we asked for documents under the Freedom of Information Act, and we finally got them. And they include, for the first time, photos of where the material, where the cocaine was found. And there you go. That's the little cubby where you put your cell phone, as I talked about. That's the little dime bag. That's what I keep on calling a dime bag. I'm going to keep on calling it a dime bag. Description of where it was found. What else do we have there, guys? Another picture. These are all from Judicial Watch's FOIA. Okay, now let's stop there. So that's the West Wing lobby entrance. So you enter that lobby and you go through those doors. To the left is the ante room almost immediately. Let's bring back that picture there. If you enter those doors, to the left immediately is the little room where the cocaine supposedly was found. That's what at least the pictures indicate. So it's a it's a small area. And I want you to imagine, just past those doors, typically there are three or four large Marines, Secret Service guys looming. So they're watching everything that's going on. So I'd like to know how that coke got there. And what's interesting about the, and then if you go through, there's a receptionist on the right once you get through that doorway as well. And you kind of wait out front. There are some couches, and to the far and to the left again, you go down the hall, and I think it's like a 30-second walk, you're in the Oval Office. So this is as close to the center of power in the world as you can get, and they don't know how it got there. Now, the documents also suggest, and maybe I should have led with this, that they destroyed the cocaine. Let me get to that part. A July 2nd incident report indicates the investigation lasted 12 days and that cocaine and sodium bicarbonate were identified within the item. Also, DNA test results did not identify an individual responsible for the placement of the item within the West Wing of the White House complex. The report states that on July 14th, the cocaine was, quote, placed on the property evidence book for destruction. So they're going to destroy the evidence, even though they haven't figured out who brought the cocaine there. I mean, isn't it just a cold case? Why would you destroy the evidence? I don't know what, to be fair to the Secret Service, I don't know what their rules and procedures are here. But I've been around the block long enough, working at Judicial Watch for 25 years, believe it or not, and having watched and analyzed numerous federal administrative and criminal investigations, that this is this would be an unusual move for this material to have been destroyed and inappropriate. And what I also found interesting about these documents, and I want to go back earlier because I wanted to talk about the disruption here. This isn't a joke. I mean, A, they didn't know what the substance was immediately, so they had to evacuate the White House. And not only that, but it disrupted the entire city. Because the documents show, I don't think I have the quote here, the documents show that they closed 17th Street, and I think they closed H Street. So 17th Street, by the way, is a road that goes, I'm trying to think how to describe it. If you've been to Washington, you know 17th Street, if you're facing the front of the White House facing north, 17th Street is on the left. And it's the major exit way for people exiting downtown to get out of town or come into town. So closing 17th Street is extremely disruptive to the city. And I think H Street was also closed. H Street is a block or two north past Lafayette Park. Lafayette Park was where all the communists were trying to kill Trump in 2020, and then they were trying to storm, and the communists were trying to get into the White House and seemingly destroy the White House just a week or so ago as well. So that's where people congregate in front of for protests and such. And it's a nice park. It's Lafayette Park, honoring Lafayette, the French hero who helped America win the Revolution. And H Street is beyond that. So that's kind of a hike away from the White House, as far as I'm concerned. But if that was closed, and I think it was, at least in part, I mean, that's the main way to get from downtown to Capitol Hill. So it's terribly disruptive. So the city was shut down in part over this little bag. And they can't figure out who did it. And we have the documents, as I say, our FOIA obtained them. The records were also given to the Daily Mail, who also did a story on this. These photos and documents detail the disruption and expense of the Biden White House cocaine scandal. Few Americans, and I dare say you included, buy that the Biden administration can't figure out who brought this cocaine into the West Wing. Indeed, the lack of documentation about the investigation of who is responsible is striking. So what's interesting is that supposedly they were interviewing and analyzing all these people who were had access to the West Wing at the time. I don't have any of those documents here. I don't know where they are. I think this is the last. From what I recall, I don't think they plan to give us anything else. So was this a non-investigation? It sounds like it to me. Once again, Secret Service being abused and misused by Biden to protect him from the consequences of yet another scandal, in this case, the cocaine in the White House. So there you go. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.